Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Okay, happy Friday, folks. My name is Marco Radio, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Show. Gotta turn me up a little.
Irish. Mm-hmm.
Show.
We are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening, from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where what?
Local music lives.
So,
Ty's favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
Just so good.
the cheese factor, right? Is that what you're saying?
Gotta have factor. It. We're volunteers.
Well, one day when I die, you can be the Tayo Radio Show.
And oh, great.
You can Yeah, I'm gonna leave the show to you, Ty. you can do whatever you want with it.
Well, there's gonna have to be some more swearing involved.
Well, we're gonna have to hope that Daddy Dumpy Pants puts that into his next executive order that you are now allowed to cuss on radio.
Dismantle the FCC.
Right. Anyway, so here in the studio. I was expecting a fuller house, and it still might become a fuller house. But
Taco Bell.
As we speak right now, in the studio, we have my blushing bride Stephanie.
Yes,
as always, the rock, the center, the glue that keeps us all together. To her right is our boy Ty Ginn, who's also a constant on the show. And then we also have somebody who comes on the show probably once a year, and I will say that it's Jesse Alley. He is actually the older brother of everybody's favorite EMT, Miss Jamie Maverick. So,
hello. Hey.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. One of the things that we've discussed in other times when Jesse's been on the show is that one of the things he does for a job is he works for a company that represents the comedian and ventriloquist Jeff Dunham. And Jesse came over to our house the other night, and we were talking about Jeff Dunham and the shows and stuff like that. And Jesse, you were telling me that it's a very MAGA-based crowd.
Yeah, the crowd is very much a right wing when it comes down to it.
I mean, you said that there's even been, like, fights in the crowd. Yeah, I can't even imagine a fight in the crowd of a Jeff Dunham performance.
It was just this couple. Like, there was like two couples, and they were just like arguing back and forth. And both of them, it was like the lady like completely walked away and just gone. Didn't see from her. Just like kept doing my thing on camera, and then came back. And then security's there, and it's kind of just a wild time. It was just really I don't even know how to describe it. It was like surreal because at the same time all this is happening, there was somebody getting taken out in a stretcher.
Right.
So it was all kind of like happening at once. I remember even like having a comment with the.
The fight got to the point where somebody had to be taken out on a stretcher.
Imagine
that's
no.
It was not the fight. It was that was not the fight. That's the thing is that was a whole other party. So there was the two fights happening, and then you had the person
the
like
person having
so the stretcher
heart
was a completely different situation.
So the stretcher was. Was that person just so aghast at what was happening at the fight?
No, they were like,
you
a
can't have a fight at a puppet show.
Jeez, like it was wild. Yeah, it was definitely a wild time. They get crazy down every now and then. You find the places that like to go out and have a good party, you know.
So a bunch of MAGA morons in the crowd, and I have to surmise that it's like you know, dummies love dummies.
There you go.
You know what I mean? That's the big draw. We're dumb, and that's a dummy. Bunch of dummies. Jeff Dunham.
Well, they like puppets.
They vote for puppets. Yep. Anyway, makes folks, we do have a lot of stuff to talk about this evening on the show. We still might have some people show up for the show, and it would be everybody's favorite EMT, Jamie Maverick, and, of course, Thomas the Hugger. If they show up, great.
The Hugger.
The Hugger.
Mm.
So they still might show up. So God only knows what might happen here in the studio this evening.
They're picking up our T-Bell order, yeah. It's just, you know, getting the dinner for everybody.
You talking about Taco Bell?
Yeah, Taco
Cinnamon
Bell, T-Bell.
For
those that don't understand the T-Bell term.
So what that means is at about halfway through the show, we'll all have to have explosive diarrhea.
No, yes, that's just exactly how it goes down.
Because you're weak.
Because you're weak.
Weak. I haven't built up my Taco Bell immunity. I don't have the ironclad gullet that I would need to process the fake meat.
The process.
Yeah.
Process the process.
Process the process. Right.
You will not survive the grim, dark future.
Apparently not, man. So.
The T-Bell Reaper will get you.
The T-Bell Reaper. I love that. Anyway, folks, we do have a lot of stuff to talk about this evening. And there might be things that you want to talk about or join us in conversation with. And you can do so by giving us a call at 727-804-5891. The beauty about that number is that you can call and speak with us live on radio or call that same number, 727-804-5891. You can text us at that same number, and I will respond to your text directly. So it's you're still being part of the show.
Great number. Beautiful number.
It's a beautiful number.
Beautiful days. Beautiful days. Numbers. It's they fantastic. All come in so fast. Our cellulars, they die. They crash.
5891, those numbers are bigly. And we love the number. We've never seen better numbers than that.
Tremendous.
Yeah. The biggest of numbers.
727-804-5891. So Monday apparently is St. Patrick's Day, which means a lot of us will be Irish this weekend. And I guess this is sort of like a little PSA. If you're going out and about, just be careful because there's going to be a lot of,
shenanigans.
That's the word. Shenanigans out there.
Where's your favorite place to go? Oh, shenanigans?
Shenanigans.
Yeah, right. So just be careful out there. Nobody wants to get a DUI or even worse.
Just stay home and watch Boondock Saints.
Nobody wants to go
just
out.
Uber. Get your Lyfts. Get your Ubers. Schedule your stuff out.
Nobody wants to go out for some green beer, get thrown up on, or beat up.
Yeah.
So let's be careful out there for
and
St. Patty's Day weekend.
It's also someone's birthday.
We're over that now.
We don't do those anymore.
We don't do those anymore. Oh. After 30, it just happens.
Now, now they're just depressing.
Yeah, 32.
30? Today's your birthday?
No, Monday.
Oh, okay.
Day.
Right.
On St. Patty's Day. Yeah.
How about that? You're going to be a big 32.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I'm
surprised you made it this long. Really. I mean, after all the stuff that you've been through and put the rest of your family through, I think we're all surprised that you're still here.
So now you have to drink 32 beers.
I may.
They probably will.
I don't have to drive on Tuesday.
He's already had two this evening. 30
maybe.
More. Gets
it. Well, we're getting there.
He wins.
Over the whole weekend, I could do that.
Very doable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you know, you wake up, you start drinking in the morning, take a nap. All of a sudden, you start drinking again. There's 2-a-days right there. Boom.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It's like training for football. 2-a-days.
Oh, yeah. All day. Keeps hydrated.
Right? Yeah. Getting healthy. Getting strong.
Yeah.
Getting strong.
So one of the things that I admire about your job is that you travel a lot. So you're basically, for parts of the year, you're on tour with Jeff Dunham. And so that means that you're flying a lot. Do you fly more often than you travel by, you know, on the road, or?
It just kind of depends. Some weeks we're out Southwest, like last week we were in Arizona and New Mexico and Colorado. So we had to fly out and then catch the bus from there.
Right.
But
is
then,
it like a tour bus? Is it Jeff's tour bus?
It's not Jeff's tour bus. It's okay. We have our crew bus and then Jeff. So
is the crew bus cool? Or I mean, is it like just a bus?
It's a nice bus. Yeah, it's a pretty nice place.
Does it have like sleeping accommodations?
It's got
and all
10
that?
Bunks.
Nice.
I think there's 9 of us.
So it's like a rock star bus.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Excellent.
It's wild.
How cool is that?
You can't poop on it. Can't poop on the bus.
Oh.
That costs money.
It's a big rule.
Is that no? Is it? You can't poop on the bus.
No.
Or
nobody
can everybody
can
else
on
poop
bus.
On it but you?
No.
I mean,
nobody
is are you the problem?
Rule number one
are
is
you
nobody
the problem
poops
pooper?
On the bus. I'm not the problem.
Yeah, what does it cost? It was like $500 or something?
It's like $300 to clean out the pump if that ends
can't
up
you just
bombed.
Drive over like one of those graded bridges and just dump it?
Just shake it and just kind of shake
open
the bus
the valve.
A little bit.
Who was that? Wasn't that... Dave Matthews' band got in trouble for driving over a bridge that was graded and just dumping the toilet out into the river
that's
below.
Disgusting. Like, jeez.
Yeah. Jeez. And I think it was in Ohio, and you know, everybody just craps on Ohio.
Yeah, I know. I got actually mad at a stagehand the other day.
Because he crapped in Ohio?
No, because she was it was like our first couple interactions. She basically, like, was bashing Ohio, you know, and after like, all right, I've come up to you to try and talk to you about work. It's like, all right, hey, I live there. You realize that, right?
So
like,
is
you
it
realize
like
that you're working for me? Like
that's her go to anytime you approach her is something negative
it
about
was
Ohio.
Like she and then the last.
I mean,
one,
I get it.
Yeah, well, it was just like I'd only talked to her for like a 2 minutes, and in three
and
interactions,
she
in the
picked
three
up
interactions,
that,
she was just jumping on Ohio the whole time.
And she, so she was able to pick up that you were from Ohio?
One of us said that we're all pretty much from Columbus, and made the, she starts like cracking jokes and stuff, and I looked at her and I was like, can you just like F off?
So
and
you're
just
a little,
like, flat out just,
you're a little
please.
Sensitive.
You know, I can crack jokes about it, but like, you know, that's where I'm from. That's where I'm from. I hate having people bash one another. On states wise and where you're from when you don't know. Like, yeah. I think the worst part was she looked at me and she goes, I said, well, have you ever been to Ohio? She goes, no, I've gone to South Carolina though. What?
Drawing a comparison.
like first off, don't, let's stop the comparison. Like, let's just look at the locations. Like, that's, it's not like I said Indiana, you know, or like Pennsylvania or Kentucky, like something like bordering Ohio. Well, I said South Carolina.
At least she didn't say, well, I've also been to hell.
She's probably heading that way, but it's all right. It's okay.
I work with a girl who has a tramp stamp that says Ohio. She's a real classy broad.
I didn't say all of them are classy. Oh my gosh.
Does
now
the tramps
dedication? I gotta say,
does the tramp stamp say Ohio, and then underneath in small letters with an arrow pointing down, does it say Pennsylvania Turnpike?
No, but you know what? I can't tell you the rest.
Oh God,
on air.
Yeah,
there's more.
There's more. There's a couple things I'm thinking of. I might want to say.
There's
for
a Buckeye
after
involved.
Oh God.
Be creative.
Right.
Use your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
All right. Well, that's cool.
She's fun though.
She's fun.
I bet she is fun.
We are fun.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
Anyway, be careful this weekend. St. Patty's Day and all that stuff.
Yeah, because the celebrating, from what I've seen online,
yeah.
because it is Monday, all the celebrating is starting tonight.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow. Sunday.
Do you
and
think,
it's spring break. And
do you think, yeah, it's spring break down here, but do you think the partying will be more intense, a lot like when everybody got released from COVID? Because now we're wondering if we're going to become communist.
Right.
So now we better go out and party while we can.
Putin's not communist.
In his heart, he is, Ty.
No, he's not.
Yeah, deep down, he's communist.
You just don't get it, man.
Mm. I get it. And someday you'll get it. Someday you'll get it.
You boomers got to get rid of this idea that communism is a bad thing.
Yeah. It is a bad thing. I guess, Steph, we were talking about the lunar eclipse.
I know, and I missed it.
Well, the thing is, it happened at 0:30 this morning.
Right, and I thought it was tonight.
No, it was.
Not last night.
No, so, and I went to work, and I completely forgot about looking for it. But and then when I looked at when it was supposed to be, I would have missed it anyway. It was supposed to be at like 2:00 in the morning or 2:22 in the morning until just an hour and a half later. So we all would have missed it anyway.
Well, I was going to try.
Yeah.
Make an attempt. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful full moon this morning.
We've had beautiful, almost full near moons all week.
Yeah.
And they were like fantastic. The big orange moon. So
yeah, the moon right before last night was crazy. I did not make it, but my girl sent me pictures of it, she woke up. She did it smart, set an alarm, went to bed early.
That's what I was going to do, but I got my days mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Missed.
Missed. Right. Swing and a miss.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly there's another one this year.
Mm.
So.
Set your dates.
Yeah. I'll be more diligent next time.
Mm-hmm. What are your... Jesse, what are your musical preferences? Are you into reggae at all?
It's not my go-to, but yeah, I do like reggae.
You can get be into in the right mood for that.
It's everything's situational in my mind.
Well, this weekend down here in St. Pete is the Reggae Rise Up.
Oh, is that this weekend?
Yeah, it started last night. And hold on, let me play a little bit of this real quick. Mr. Bombastic. This is Shaggy, and Shaggy and Sting from the Police.
They were
together as the headliners last night when the whole reggae fest kicked off down at Vinoy Park downtown. She called me Mr. Bombastic,
Fully Fantastic. Right. Well, anyway. Between that and St. Patrick's Day, there's going to be a lot of green downtown.
Yeah,
a lot of green.
A lot of green, yeah.
More than one way.
Mm-hmm. But the, Shaggy and Sting, surprisingly, from what I understand, are actually good friends. And this is not the first time that they've collaborated together.
Wow.
Right, and
that's weird.
A lot of people, and this is something that I had to sort of wrap my head around, is that people were saying that if you listen to the Police, it's really reggae based, and I was like, is
"I
it?
Can see that."
And then when I went back and I listened to a couple of tunes the other night when I was picking music, I was like, "You know what? I can see it.
Yeah,
I can see it."
Roxanne definitely has a reggae undertone
even,
to it.
You know, Don't Stand Too Close to Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Police, but they don't know how to end a song. They just kind of just keep repeating and fades off.
Let me tell you something, Ty. So back in the 80s, we saw three bands in a week, and the Police were one of them. And we saw them at the Capitol Center. Back in the day in Maryland, and it was one of the best concerts I've ever seen, ever. And that's when, I mean, this is in the 80s, when the Police was at their peak, you know. It was phenomenal, great concert.
The Dream Police.
The Dream Police.
Mm. No, that's a different band.
I know. Shout out Cheap Trick.
Right. Do you know that Robin Zander lives here in town?
I did not.
Yeah, he does. That's he lives here in town. So, and I've seen him actually. I saw him and John Gruden in a luxury box at a concert in at the Ice Palace, or not the Ice Palace, but Amalie Arena. Yeah, oh, nice. And both two really short dudes.
Nice.
Mm, and both with smoking hot blondes.
Nice.
Yeah, right.
Typical. So, typical.
Anyway, so yeah, Reggae Rise Up is this weekend, goes through Sunday. If you're planning on driving downtown St. Pete, well,
Sun Runner.
Just like I tell everybody, I had a conversation with my dad earlier today, and we were talking about downtown St. Pete because the whole conversation came up about what's going to happen with this whole new Rays Stadium deal. Mm-hmm. Now that Stuart Sternberg has decided that, no, we don't want to spend $1.3 billion to build a new stadium, especially since the contract says that now you're going to make us pay for the renovations of the old stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they're like, they're out. You know, they're like, we're going to dip. You
it's
know?
Over, bro.
Right. So we were talking about what's going to happen with that prime real estate where, you know, Tropicana Field is. And I said, well, hopefully they don't build another one of those skyscrapers down there.
They will.
I mean, they probably will. Can you imagine the immense property that is? Mm-hmm. They could put probably two, even three skyscrapers down there, and it's going to be a problem because already if you want to go to an event downtown, it's almost like you've got to, it's almost like you want to buy tickets and go stand in line overnight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've got to get there and camp out to find a parking space. It's ridiculous. If you're not Ubering or Lyfting or taking the Sunrunner downtown, by the time you get to your event, after trying to find a place to park, you're so pissed.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Traffic.
Yeah.
Well,
you've had a fight with everybody in your car, you know, and now we got to go to and try to enjoy this event.
Well, and keep in mind, too.
It's ridiculous.
Especially this weekend, they're still dismantling
from the
Grand Prix.
The Grand,
you know, they still have.
Yeah, we saw the leftovers at the hangar.
Yeah, they still have stands set up on the street.
Yeah, it's probably like 4 to 7 days cleanup for everything.
Oh,
if not more.
For more, sure. 2 weeks.
One of the things that I heard today on my way home is that the mayor of St. Pete is sort of not wanting to say that Reggae Rise Up is now the big draw over the Grand Prix.
Over the Grand Prix.
It's making more money now than the Grand Prix has, so it's sort of surpassed the money that it.
Yeah,
you know, the Grand Prix.
Rise Up is huge.
Oh my God! And the thing is, I was listening to the radio over the last couple of days, and they were talking about it, and it's like it started in the parking lot of Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just become this thing. And not only is Reggae Rise Up happening here, but it happens across the country. You know what I mean? And
well, I think one of the first years, early years, that they had it down at Vinoy Park, it was actually in February.
Mm.
Because Reggae Rise Up was going on when Ty got married on the rooftop.
Right.
And, you know, so parking became an issue for the wedding guests because of Reggae Rise Up.
Of Reggae Rise Up.
And it was like, well, I didn't think that was going to be that much competition, but it was.
Well, in the whole Reggae Rise Up, and what I think is interesting about it is that a lot of the artists, a lot of the bands are white bands. And I was sort of introduced to the whole, I guess, white reggae
scene
by our friend JD.
Right.
And
big.
Yeah, if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, JD was a friend of mine, and he bought himself a little online radio station, And he had people that would, you know, do shows and stuff, reggae shows,
right,
that kind of thing.
Herbal Remedy Radio.
Herbal Remedy Radio, right. And he said to me, he says, I know that you have your show. He says, but I'm so afraid to go on the radio. You know what I mean?
He had never been on his own
station.
He says,
I have a radio station. I can't bring myself to go on. I said, you got to come on my show. So then he started coming on the show.
Right.
And
he would do our show.
Yeah.
But still wouldn't go on his own show.
Still wouldn't go on his own show, right. So he came on our show, and then unfortunately that one Friday night we had him on the show, and then the next morning he wound up, passed away.
Yeah.
So, which was sort of bizarre.
Shocking.
Yeah, it was shocking, but.
I think it was your Nope shirt.
It was probably my Nope shirt.
Yeah.
That's what did it.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Can't do this.
Right. Yeah, so today is National Pie Day,
yes.
And I'm not talking about cherry pie or anything like that. It's the pie day, like the mathematical pie. Does anybody know what pie actually stands for?
It's like 3.14.
I don't know the rest. If you're trying to find the circumference of something,
yeah.
It's round.
Okay.
So
is it like the... It's So I heard that earlier today
it's
that
pie.
It had something to do with circumference.
Circumference.
But it's the most accurate measurement of a circumference, or I mean, why did Einstein came up with pi, right? So why did he come up with pi?
I don't know. I just remember learning about it in
Look here, bud.
Geometry class.
That's big brain math. We don't have to worry about it.
Well, you're right. I mean, listen.
I got the algebra 2 about it.
Dude, I mean, I
means pie.
I graduated because I had to take consumer math just to graduate.
Yep, there was no pie.
No.
This kind of pie.
No,
there was cherry pie.
My teacher brought pie.
How much was your cherry pie? It was $3.14.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I hope that sticks.
Right.
It's also Bill's birthday.
Yeah.
Bill would have been 94 today.
Oh, wow.
Well,
I've got his picture right here next to me, and no wonder he's smiling like that. It's,
yep.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Miss happy you. Birthday, Bill.
And my cousin Megan. My cousin? My cousin's daughter, Megan.
Yeah.
It's her birthday today as well.
Right.
And she always referred to Bill... Grandpa Bill, to you guys, as Uncle Birthday.
Uncle Birthday.
Uncle Birthday. That's what she called him because
Uncle
they shared
birthday.
A birthday.
Yep.
You know
Uncle
who
birthday.
Else's birthday it is?
What?
Oh. Maiden Oliver.
Is it?
They are 4 years old today.
How about that?
Oh, wow.
Look at you guys.
Look at them chewing away.
No wonder.
Not a care in the world.
No wonder you've been acting so good today. You're looking for presents.
Yeah. Treats.
Keep looking.
People
they ain't there.
Yeah.
Really? So they're 4
we
years
love
years
you
old.
To death.
They're 4 years old today. They were born on Bill's birthday.
And I think also, and it might not be the exact date today, but this month will be 17 years that I started working at my current place of employment.
Oh.
17 years.
Go 17. You.
You're almost an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Almost an adult, right?
Well, what's so crazy is Tilly, the favorite dog, she got cupcakes on her birthday.
Mm-hmm. Well, look how that turned out.
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys aren't getting anything.
Yeah,
no,
apparently not.
Probably not.
We love you enough.
You might get some potato salad later.
Yep. Today is
maybe
also National Potato Chip Day. Does anybody have a favorite brand of potato chip? I mean, not necessarily brand, but a style of potato chip.
Okay.
Kettle.
So it's not Culver's. Cons. It's Cons salt and vinegar chips. It's top dog.
But what kind of chip is
it's
it?
It's a crisp. It's kind of like
is
a
it, is
regular.
Is it a kettle?
It's not kettle.
It's a light.
It's
is
kind
it
of
thin?
Like a light. Yeah, it's thin. It's kind of like a Lay's original type, but like kind of bigger. Like it's a little bit more, I feel like. Fresher.
So better. You like the flavored?
I feel like if
I eat a lot of the flavored ones, eventually after I've had like 10 handfuls of them, then all of a sudden I feel like I can't taste the flavor anymore. And that might just be flavor overload.
Well, 10 handfuls is a lot.
It is a lot.
How big are your hands?
Look at this mitt.
Could right also here. Be dehydration could be, setting in. Right?
Yeah. I mean, do you drink water with it or you just inhale?
No. Oh, my God. I remember one time me and my buddy.
Water.
Just pours the bag down.
Me and my buddy John Holland went to Ocean City, and we're going to stay at my dad's condo, but he and I decided to go out and hit the town, and he was driving in his Lancia, an Italian sports car, and we're blasting up and down Ocean City, Maryland, and we went to the boardwalk, we went to all the bars and stuff like that, and then on the way back to the condo, we stopped and got, like, these bags of chips. Right, and we're sitting in his Lancia, with the radio cranked to like Creedence Hysteria. We had a Blaupunk stereo in it that wasn't even in the dashboard; it was just on the floor. You know, hadn't had it installed yet, but we had these bags of chips, and I remember my bag was the sour cream and onion. And we're sitting there talking. We eat the whole bags of chips, and then at some point. We passed out. We're parked. Nice. We passed out. And I remember waking up thinking, my God, what happened to my mouth? What happened to my mouth?
Sour cream and
onion. My mouth was like glued, like in sort of not completely shut, but halfway open. But it was like, oil, right? Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Here's a little Chuck Berry. He's got no particular place to go. All right, Chuck Berry with no particular place to go. I just got a text right before that song ended by your mother.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, your nana. She said it's also... Einstein's birthday. He was born in 1879. Mm-hmm. All geniuses born this day.
Well, does that mean, did Einstein figure out pi, or is that why?
I'm pretty sure it was Einstein that did pi, but he also did bagels. So he's got that whole chain of bagels.
Ready to drink
bagel stores out there.
Yeah.
He put those in place before he checked out.
I was just curious if
you have a backup plan.
If your association was wrong.
If the rest of the world is too dumb to figure out pi, let's do bagels.
Yeah.
Everybody gets bagels.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays it was called pizza.
Right. Anyway, let's folks.
Go to Jets.
Yeah, we're back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text if you want to play along with the show this evening. Mm-hmm. Let's see, we talked about the Reggae Rise Up. I saw this great meme earlier today, and it was like a church stained glass window, right? But it was of Trump appearing as a saint, right? Mm. And above his head, it said Saint Oopid, and then below it, it said Patron Saint of Economic Collapse.
It's working.
Saint Oopid.
Saint Oopid.
Saint Oopid. That's perfect.
Saint Oopid.
ST period. Wait, right. Erase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
God, we're in trouble.
we're not in trouble.
Now we're canceled. This is it.
We are not in trouble, brother.
The MAGAs are going to get us.
No, look, we're sure we're going to be canceled every week.
It's coming.
Probably. Yeah, they won't do away with the FCC. They'll enhance it.
I just thought that was great.
It'll be Elon's FCC.
St. Oopid.
Oh, a couple of big black Suburbans just pulled in.
Oh, God.
That's for us.
They're getting out of the
game. Oh, boy.
White lab coats on. They're going to do all kinds of tests on us before they take us away. Mm-hmm. Right. So here's something, Ty, and this is right up your alley.
Oh, cool.
You are a bit of a conspiracy theorist, and I don't know if you've heard anything about this or not. But I saw this thing the other day that the rich and famous out in Hollywood are having parties where they are eating mermaids.
What?
And you some Babylon shit.
Haven't heard about this. I mean, listen, dude, you believe in Bigfoot and you believe in aliens. I mean, why not mermaids?
I don't know about Bigfoot. Okay.
Wait a minute. I thought you were all in on Bigfoot. No. Have you changed your tone, your tune? No. I mean, I thought for sure that you were all in on Bigfoot.
He's neat. He's neat. I don't know if he's real. He's cool, though.
I think Bigfoot's Sasquatch? Just some dude.
Yeah, it's just some hippie.
I think he's some dude who's just really hairy.
Swamp ape? What's his name? What's the one in Florida?
Oh, Skunk Ape.
Skunk Ape. Yeah.
Skunk Ape.
Mm. That's just Florida man.
Right. Yeah, right.
Natural
That's...
habitat.
Skunk Ape.
Yeah.
That is cave?
So they're eating mermaids?
Well, supposedly.
What's the source?
Well, there's this big conspiracy theory that these fishermen have now found a place where you can harvest mermaids.
And the source is, trust me, bro.
Well, it's TikTok and every other,
Isn't that cannibalism?
Well, you would think that it is. And
only if you eat the top half.
Wait, what part? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
Are you eating the scaly part?
At one point I heard.
Does that grow back?
I heard something.
What if you eat the gills?
Well, what does mermaid taste like? And I heard that it tastes like scallops, but only sweeter.
How do you know?
Right,
I thought it tastes like chicken.
I love that there's a response, scallops, but only sweeter.
Yeah.
Mm. You can really taste the suffering.
The tears are what
gets me. I did see a video of, and this was on TikTok, and obviously it was AI, but it was like this Chinese fishing boat, and they had pulled something up in their net, and it was definitely half fish, half human, but it certainly didn't look like a mermaid. Didn't have a nice rack. Didn't have long flowing hair.
No. Put this one back in.
It looked like the devil.
They threw it back.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if there's. Listen, if you are so inclined to believe that Bigfoot and aliens and all that stuff exist,
do exist.
I believe
they're,
that too.
They're
I'm on board.
Releasing
I'm
all
on
those
board with
documents.
That.
So.
I'm on board with that. Bigfoot, listen, we've had this conversation on the show before, and you've convinced me that, listen, there's a possibility. So why not? Because we've definitely explored everything above the water a lot more than we've explored under the water. So maybe there is a,
mermaid society.
Mermaid society.
Aquatic Sasquatch.
Right.
So, very well, yes, it's, could be.
There, it's all just the same person.
It's just one guy with a bunch of different suits.
I mean, can you imagine being so
very
rich,
creative.
So rich, it's like, well, what are you doing this weekend? I can't talk about it, but I will probably be dining on mermaid.
Are we trying to go to war with Atlantis now, too?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't we? Right.
We've got enough going on.
You can't be fighting Jar Jar Binks and Atlantis, right?
Yeah, right?
Just put him back.
Put him back.
Let him live.
Damn it.
Let him live like that that lady in Arkansas.
They're supposed to swim up to pirate ships and, talk sweet to the pirates and then swim away and just leave him alone.
For the booty. For the booty, not the meat.
They're supposed to pose pretty for tuna fish cans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just leave him alone.
Pose for Starbucks.
Got some salt hands.
Right. Yep. So, you guys ever been on fire?
Yeah.
Have you?
A little bit.
No.
Never been on fire?
That's surprising.
No.
For you.
Yeah, but for
it
you,
is very surprising.
I am surprised.
I thought for sure you'd be like, well, the first time.
I am safe with the fire. I know the fire hurts and it burns.
Yeah. It sure does.
I've but watched a lot of cool. shit that could have gone south. Yeah. I mean, I remember watching a buddy of mine. He's like trying to pour a little gasoline on the fire, and it went up through the fumes.
Yeah.
And instead of, in my opinion, toss that bitch, let it go, get it away from you as far as you can. Started waving it back and forth, and
oh,
I saw him making like. More fire in the air. It was
genius.
I was just sitting like maybe 15 feet from him. I'm like, I don't know what to do right now. Do I run? Do I, what do I, stop. Like, just put it down. Throw it.
So I had graduated high school, and I was living downtown with my buddy Paul. Paul was going to VCU, and I was his roommate downtown. We lived in this fabulous mansion. We lived on the whole top floor of this place. And we would go to all of these parties when he would get out of school. And he was in the drama department, okay? And so you can, when you go to drama parties, you got a lot of people that think a whole lot of themselves. They got some pretty big egos. And there was this one guy, and I can't remember his name, but he thought he was something else. Anyway.
He was drama.
Yeah, he was drama. But we're in the kitchen. Me, Paul, and this guy are in the kitchen. And he comes in, and he's all full of himself, right? And he leans back against the stove, which is a gas stove. And we didn't like this guy. I mean, he'd been just such a jerk to everybody.
Burn him.
Well, no, he's got a corduroy sport coat on. And he leans back. He leans back on the stove. And I look over at him, and he's to my right, and I said, "Dude, your coat's on fire." And
that calm.
It was that calm.
It was that calm.
Because I couldn't stand him. And, dude, your coat's on fire.
I'm surprised he said anything at all. It must have been really on fire.
It was on fire.
It was really on fire.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, you know, F you, whatever. And all of a sudden, I guess he felt the heat. And now all of a sudden, he's running through the party, you know, patting his back. And Paul and I just looked at each other like, well, there you go. There you go.
Tried to tell you, man.
Play stupid games.
Right.
Get stupid results.
That's it. But anyway, the other day at work, I was trying to cut a, you know how they put signposts out, and they're like those green or metal signposts that have all the holes in them and stuff like that, hold signs, right? Mm-hmm. So I had one at work that I was trying to cut down the length that I needed to, and my Sawzall wasn't getting it, right? So I got out my grinder and...
You chose violence.
Yeah, right? And I'm standing there. I just missed a call. Why is my phone not ringing? It must be off somehow. Hold on. Let me see if I can answer this. It's not even giving me... Paul, if you can, call back.
He can text you.
Yeah, but he was calling.
I don't understand why the calls aren't happening.
Yeah, earlier mom called, and my phone didn't ring.
And nothing happened.
And my
ringer
is on, so I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Technical difficulties.
Yep.
They abound tonight. Full moon.
Yep.
Eclipse.
We'll do it live.
There it is.
There it is. Paul?
Hey, yes, this is Jane. I'm calling because your car insurance warranty is expiring.
You don't sound like a Jane.
Hey, you can't say that anymore.
I don't know why that name just popped in my head. It just popped in my head.
Yeah. So what's going on, brother?
Hey, not much. Hey, look, I wanted to give the story a name. His name was Steve Pobance.
That's it, Steve Pobance. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Steve Pobance.
Right.
And he was a theater dude.
And he was a douche.
Well, you know, to elaborate on some of those stories, you know, Jenny and I like taking you to those parties because, you know, for your listeners, you know, back in college, you were kind of the catch, you know, the looker. And we like taking you to those parties and then standing back, kind of abandoning you and standing back and watching, you know, how you reacted to the crowd.
Yeah, I was chattered up by some gentlemen from time to time.
Well, and deservedly so. I mean, yeah, deservedly so.
Dude, when you got it going on, you got it going on.
You're Stacy's right,
so,
mom.
So look,
cast
so look,
a wide
Steve
net.
Pobance, you know, a little trivia about Steve Pobance is that he also set an instructor from VCU's house on fire. He was painting it. and cool burning guy. Paint what? Off the house, and he caught the guy's house on fire.
So maybe in reality, Steve Pobance was just an arsonist.
I think he's a pyromaniac.
Well, actually, very what I've heard is he's a fire marshal in like Iowa.
There's no way this man's a fire marshal.
He found his calling.
He has no safety.
So,
wait,
so as a fire marshal, would you say Iowa for all the young
Iowa? Yeah, that's what I've heard.
All the young fire recruits, he brings out his burnt corduroy jacket and says, "You know, someday this could happen to you."
This is what led me to firefighting.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, about a month ago, half the town burned down, and so.
He's been missing ever since.
All right, guys, look, have a good show.
All right.
Enjoying it.
Thanks. Love you,
brother.
Love
Talk
you.
To you.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I guess
he was painting a man's house, and I'm still trying to get around that.
What was he painting it with?
Spray paint?
A flamethrower.
This paint's not drying fast enough. I got an idea.
Right. But here's the thing. A lot of times when you're dealing with chemicals, sometimes some chemicals, if you get on a rag and you leave that rag in like a bunch in like a corner, it will ignite, truly.
Yeah.
I know we knew a family in our neighborhood, the Dillinghams, their house caught on fire that way. A contractor left an oily rag that ignited. But, yeah, it's possible. But anyway... getting back to me, I caught myself on fire at work. I was using the grinder, and I've used grinders.
They don't make you wear a helmet.
Well, I've used grinders a bunch of times, and you know, sparks fly, and I've never, you know, I mean, sparks fly and they hit you and that kind of thing. But all of a sudden, I'm grinding this thing, and I'm like, I'm pretty impressed at how easily it's going through this signpost because my Sawzall wasn't getting it at all. So I'm like, oh, this is working, man. This is working. And all of a sudden, you know, the sparks are coming straight back. And all of a sudden, out of my peripheral, my downward peripheral, I see a flame. And then I start to feel heat. And I look down, and my leg was on. I'm like,
oh, shit. Oh, boy. I'm burning.
And, yeah. And thank God. And I showed you the hole in my
pants.
So it's like a quarter size hole in my pants, right?
Well, it's not that bad.
But luckily my pocket you know,
was,
how
behind
you, was behind it. Otherwise, it would have been skin.
The
you know.
Pocket on fire.
Yeah, I was like, man.
Where I was on fire, I got this whole patch on my leg that doesn't grow hair anymore.
There you go.
It's very cute.
It's ready for tattoos.
It is. Yeah, it is. No shaving necessary.
Mm-hmm. Ready for tattoos. Just throw it on there. Right on the ankle where it hurts the most.
I won't get into how I did that. It wasn't legal.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how you set your lower leg on fire.
I was trying to run away.
That's probably a good idea.
From the fire?
It was
Let's
already getting out of hand.
Let's say the fire.
Oops.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we've discussed over the last several weeks is that those two astronauts, Suni and Butch, are still in space. And one of the things that I didn't realize until today is that just last week they were going to make an attempt to go up and get them, but then that had to be scrubbed.
Not in the SpaceX.
Right. Well, here's the thing. And so now they're going to try again next week. And if I'm them, I'm like, please, Lord, do not send a SpaceX rocket up here.
Yeah, I don't want
I'm like,
that
you know
one.
What? We've been up here for almost a year. I'll just stay.
Yeah, I'm good.
You know, I mean, we got plenty of food. You know,
you got to worry about the health effects when you come back, though, too.
We're turning into noodles, but we're okay for now.
They don't have bones anymore.
The pressure coming back.
They're just like jello.
Jellyfish.
Blobs of jello floating around.
Yeah, it's just, you know, every time it seems like there's a glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
To bring them back, they scrub the launch. Something goes wrong.
I saw Musk the other day on TV going, yeah, we're going to go up and we're going to get him. And I'm like, do they know that? Are they like,
send
Elon and his crew up here.
Well, I at this point.
They're like not even 50-50, man.
At this point, if they do launch to go up to get him.
Right.
don't tell them until they're ready to dock. Because you imagine the emotional roller coaster of, oh, you know, they're sending
we're going
something.
Home. Oh, we're not going home.
We're not going home.
Well, you're supposed to be there for 8 days. Okay. So at day...
That was in June.
Yeah, at day 12, are you like, okay, well, we're in communication and, you know, they say that they're trying to do something and, you know, they're going to get us down. And then now we're in day 20 and now we're, you know, I mean, it's been 100 days and, you know.
And now we're sending, scrubbed.
Sounds like the steps of denial.
And at what point do you go, they're not coming for us?
Well, I mean, did they get the news up there? They're probably better off.
Listen, every time I've seen a video...
It's a lot cheaper up here.
Every time I've seen a video of the two of them, they look like they're living large. They're like, they got plenty to eat. You know, they're just...
We're in space.
Yeah, they're doing their thing, man.
Doing experiments.
And it's like, we're not just floating around here. We're doing experiments. We're maintaining the International
Space Station.
They're not waking
up early.
They don't know if it's early or late.
No, see...
You think they get Netflix up there?
Who knows what they get up there? I mean, they're surrounded by Starlink. You know what I mean? All those satellites.
See how well that works.
Is it Hulu with ads or without?
Ooh.
That close to the satellites, it seems like your reception would be phenomenal.
Well, if it was Hulu without ads, Doge has made that go away.
Yeah. Mm.
So Hulu with ads.
Yeah.
Of things that they cannot buy or receive.
They're sending up, like, care packages or whatever. At what point were they like, send the PlayStation?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I always thought that the International Space Station was always occupied by a crew.
Well,
so are they isolated from the rest of them? So they're not up there alone.
There are, like, six other crew members up there.
They're just partying.
It's not
they're having a great time.
The two of them.
We're drinking space beer.
Space beer. They're doing experiments on the effects of marijuana space.
We found aliens on the moon.
Turns out it's great.
We can grow marijuana here.
We can grow all sorts of vegetables and marijuanas.
And try this new fermented beverage.
They might not ever want to come back.
We have a button that sends us stuff.
Well, I mean, what's the longest that anybody's been in space? I mean, have they eclipsed that, or are they approaching it? I mean, that one senator, Kelly, wasn't he up there for like ever?
He was up for...
He seems all right.
He didn't want to come back.
Over a year.
I don't blame him.
I'm going to stay up here.
Yeah, over a year. I'm not sure how long the longest person has been up there, but it's...
You gotta be getting there.
A considerable amount of time.
I think the last I heard was like 278 days, and that was like over a week ago. So they're approaching, you know, 300 days.
Right. It's March 14th.
Imagine them hitting 300 days.
April, May, June. In 3 months, it's going to be a year.
Yeah.
We were only supposed to be here eight days.
A week.
Yeah.
And, you know, talk about the never-ending vacation.
Mm-hmm. Talk about time. Tuesday was the fifth anniversary of when COVID was declared a pandemic.
Yes.
And,
just in time for the new one.
Just in time for the measles breakout.
We still got bird flu kicking around.
I love, Louis Black, the comedian, is?
Yeah.
And he was like, go ahead and don't get the vaccine. Because you're worried about the side effects. He says, you know what the side effect of measles is? You die. You die.
Death.
Yeah.
Let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let them do it.
Right.
Darwinism.
It is.
Yeah.
And
COVID. Think about COVID, though. That was some strange times.
Those were very strange.
You haven't seen anything yet.
And in hindsight, and looking back.
Yeah.
It was so unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're working on The Handmaid's Tale, but dumber.
Oh,
it's
unbelievable. Some of the stuff. Right before our break, I'll give you another Trump thing that I heard today. And this is a recording I heard. And Trump in the recording says, "No more Washington, D.C. I hate it. It makes no sense. We're nowhere near Columbia, not even close. Why would we call it Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia? From here on out, it's going to be Washington, D.A., District of America.
Is that real?
It is real. Oh, it was a real. It was a real recording that I heard today.
Every time I hear something like this, I want to lie down.
I know. It just close your eyes, put a pillow over your face,
breathe deep.
Breathe deep.
So Columbia basically is named after Christopher Columbus, with a Columbia. Columbia being a poetic and patriotic reference for the U.S. That the U.S. used during the Revolutionary War. So, you know, but he's all Columbia. We're not even close to Columbia.
Well, he's not a smart man.
He's a doofus.
Immigrants doofus. Seeking asylum had been released from insane asylums.
Yeah.
You know, because the word asylum was there.
Yeah.
Dr. Hannibal Lecter, great doctor.
Mm-hmm. One of the best doctors I've ever seen.
One of my best friends.
Great man.
Great man.
One of the best.
He'll eat your brain with some Chianti.
He'll teach you how to do it right, though.
Mm-hmm. God. Unbelievable.
We're in so much trouble.
Are we though? I feel like this is just times. I feel like it's like a...
I feel like we're in a video game.
I feel like, too. GTA. We're in some sort of simulation.
I mean, we're about to do World War III.
And the thing is, I don't think that we can depend on the Democrats to do anything about it.
No.
I feel like it's going
to
be...
Schumer has to go.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, Chuck Schumer is in all kinds of hot water.
He fumbled it real good.
Well, and the thing is, and that's the case with all of them. They all are so afraid of losing their gig, so they're going to bend the knee. They're going to talk big game, but then they're all going to bend the knee. You know what I mean? And it's ridiculous. It's going to be up to we the people to put an end to it.
Yep.
And that's, you know, I was talking to my buddy.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah, I was talking to my buddy Ruben about it today. We're not going to be able to depend on the government to take care of this.
Well, I mean, this isn't the kind of problem you fix by voting.
No.
No. Mm-mm. This is a problem you fix by a bunch of people saying no more. And then deciding to, we're not rushing the Capitol anymore. We're rushing the White House.
Mm-hmm.
We're dragging them out. And that's, you know, that's just my opinion.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's what could happen.
In Minecraft.
Yeah. Anyway.
On the server 2025.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it's like I feel like I'm in 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yep. All right. We need to take a break. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I can't believe we've been prattling along for an hour already. Time flies when you're having fun. We're going to take this break, and during the break, I'm going to play a plethora of promos, and these are promos of shows that come on later this evening and then throughout the weekend. Great programming on Radio St. Pete. Do yourself a favor and check them out. And when you come back from the break, let's talk about... We already did that. Let's talk about... let's talk about my dudes.
Oh.
Let's talk about my dudes. We'll talk about that when we come back. All right, we're going to take this break. We'll be back in a few minutes. See ya.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. That was the Rolling Stones with Far Away Eyes, one of my all-time favorite Stones ditties. Dig that one. I played that one for my buddy, Paul. I know it's one of his favorites as well. So in the studio here, we've got Steph, my blushing bride. We've got our boy, Tygen. We've also got Mr. Jesse Alley and the puppet master.
How about that? But sure.
Yeah, right. Anyway, folks, 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play along. During the break, we got a couple of text messages, and one was from my dad that says that the show keeps dropping for a couple of seconds at a time. And I don't listen, it's one of those things. I don't know what's happening. But, you know,
and it did it again right when we came out of the song.
Yeah, we're trying to ignore it. Listen, when we're
being censored,
when we're in our moment, it, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, I can't even think about it. I can't think about it dropping, 'cause that would, throw me completely off. And, you know, a lot of times when we are doing our thing and we're in our moment, I don't even really think about who might be listening, because we're having the conversation
right
here. So,
well, and here's the thing.
Yeah.
God's listening.
If you feel like you've missed anything, go back to the archives.
I
hate to say that, but a lot of our listeners do listen from the archives.
Well, Debbie Dan Gray, she just said, yes, jazz music cuts in. Which I'm not opposed to jazz music. If you're going to cut into our show, let's make it jazz or jazzy.
Jazz.
But during jazz right at the break, Debbie Dan Gray said that Katie and Drew are at Reggae Fest. I think she means Reggae Rise Up.
Yes.
On their boat from Madeira Beach. How cool is that? So they're right up to the Vinoy on their boat. And I've heard a couple of people talk about listening to the show from a boat, just off the property, and it's fantastic because you have the party on the boat,
right?
And you can hear the music,
and then you can just leave,
You don't have to deal with the traffic,
and
all the smelly hippies and all that kind of stuff. So,
no,
it's seventh year
damn hippies
that they've that they have done this, and then she also sent a picture of a absolutely beautiful moon. She said that they sent an alarm and saw this, and I will show it to you, but this is, I mean, it's a great big, huge orange moon with black highlights. It's pretty outstanding.
Look at you go.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's what I meant to do.
Right, but it's pretty beautiful. Absolutely. That's really cool looking.
That's stunning.
I dig that. Yeah.
It's not good for radio.
Just use your imagination.
Yeah.
Just my imagination.
Mm. Nope, write it down. We need songs for next week.
Right. I almost played that this week. anyway, so before the break, I said I want to talk to my dudes out there. And when it comes time to take a leak, are you through the gate or over the fence?
I mean, it depends, man.
But you saying that, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Jesse, do you know what I'm talking about? Are you through the gate? Or are you over the fence?
I'm over the fence. I do some people.
More often than not, or
through the gate sounds dangerous. It's just dangerous.
Well, okay. So does that mean that you're waiting too long to go? That you cannot try to find that thing through the gate?
Sometimes you're just longer,
jumping over the gate.
I'm just letting it go. I think it's so much easier to just let it flop out and go.
Yeah.
Drop the whole thing right there. Exactly. At the urinal.
Over the gate.
You just dropping the whole thing down to your ankles and
it's great.
Lifting the shirt up.
You're Porky Pigging it right there at the stall.
Nobody stands next to
you.
Me.
You probably don't even use your hands. You got your hands on your hips.
Sometimes I see how far away I can get.
Proud. Just proud of that. I had a guy.
This that is young
a,
force.
This was a grown man. Grown man did this. Went to the bathroom. It was like during show, and normally there's no line because everybody's in show watching, paying attention. I hop in, dude sits, like comes right next to me at the urinal next to me, drops his pants, fully drops his pants to his ankles.
Well, it's time to leave.
Just was like, all right, I'm going to finish here, and I'm going to go to the complete opposite way that he came in. Because that...
We will not speak of this.
I was at this Buds Creek, Maryland. They have a drag strip there, and I went with my buddy Sean, and I had to go and pee. So I go into the bathroom, and this was motorcycle week. right? So there were all these motorcycle gangs there, right? So I go into the bathroom, and I'm up to the urinal, and this guy walks in, and he comes up to the urinal next to me, but he's clearly standing, but not even like side by side me. He's standing like behind me, but not right behind, like, you know, to my left, you know, that's in front of his urinal.
He's playing darts.
And I, out of my peripheral, I can see a stream. So now I'm like, what in the world? So I glance over, and this dude is just got his hands on his hips, and he's just letting it fly. And I'm like, what are you working with there, dude? I mean, it was like a fire hose. I was like, my God.
The power. And
he just looked so proud.
Well, I mean, you know? Wouldn't you I was be? Like,
yeah. So wait, is that, so he stepped back behind you.
Yeah, he was so like a step farther back. And he's
thrusting towards
you. No hands, no nothing, like, man.
No, oh no, on his hips.
Yeah, just
smiling his ass.
Just letting it fly, man. Just letting it fly. And I was like,
the power.
Damn.
The heat.
Damnation.
Was he glowing?
He was this biker dude. I mean, he was covered in tattoos and leather and all
you,
this.
You met a folk hero.
I did, man. I was like, I mean, at the point, I was like, do some I say something? Or, I mean, do I want to get beat up?
Do you congratulate someone for that?
Did you catch his nickname?
The Wiz.
The Wiz. Yeah, on the back, on his motorcycle gas tank, it said the Wizard, Wizmaster General. Yeah, I was like, what in the world?
The Wizard.
Yeah, it was a pretty steady flow.
Old fire hose.
Yeah, you had a staff.
A lot of pressure behind that thing. Yeah, listen, I do both. I go you know, I go through the gate and I go over the fence. If you know, listen, depends on how bad I have to go. At my age, if I wait too long, you can't be fumbling around with the gate. Mm-hmm. You just gotta get it on out there.
It's now or never.
Yeah, no, get it on out there.
I don't know, maybe. Yeah, I'm just like waiting until the last second all the time. I'm like, it's time.
Yeah.
I do have pants that, like, they don't have a zipper or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like, you get in the bathroom.
Oh, you mean like sweatpants?
Oh, well, they're like jeans, but they don't have, like, a button or anything.
Right.
And it's like, what?
Oh, so.
Just a zipper?
No zipper. You get in there and you're like, oh, my God.
So why would you wear these pants?
Because they're great, other than that.
Couple years ago.
Don't you have a pair on right now, honey?
I do. A couple years ago, I got to work and I had to go. And I'm, you know, trying, I'm looking for the gate. I'm looking for the gate. I'm looking for the gate. And I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. And realized I had put my boxers on backwards. So there was no gate.
Dude.
Yeah. So I had to.
That's like a Greek tragedy.
Yeah.
It's like a joke I've heard.
There was no accident. I made sure that everything
he searched
was good.
In vain.
But,
searched in vain. Oh, no.
Right? And all your love's in vain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what about this new Snow White movie? Have you seen anything about it?
No.
I all I've heard is that there's controversy.
There's a lot of controversy because there's controversy because the dwarves are in CGI and it's really riling up the little people. They are pissed. So it's like, and I get that. You know, why
feel
would
like
you?
We can't talk about this with enough grace to not get canceled.
This is the cancel train. This
Here
is the
go.
One. Let's go. Let's see it.
There goes 10 years.
So Dad just sent me a text. Speaking of jazz, did you mention that Roy Hines, nicknamed Snap Crackle, jazz drummer, great, died Tuesday at age 99. Just did.
There it is.
Just mentioned.
There it is. Just thank you for
it made the show. Yeah.
Thank you for the info. Yeah.
We're in.
Right.
This We're just in.
Rest in peace, brother. Age 99. That's a good
that's
long life.
That's a number.
Mm-hmm. If you want to live a good long life, you got to be a jazz drummer.
I think jazz is good for longer living.
Right. Yep.
I could be wrong. I'm just...
Anyway, this new Snow White movie, I believe that Gal Gadot is... I don't think she's Snow White, but I think she's the witch or the evil stepmother or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then the dwarves are all CGI. And, yeah, like I said, the little people population are pissed about it. And even Peter Dinklage, who he spoke out and was like, hey... You know, there's a lot of us out here, but then the little people are pissed at Peter Dinklage because he gets every little person role.
Right.
Well, because he's really good.
Well, he's really good, but I mean, isn't it? I mean, at what point? It's like almost like seeing Harrison Ford in every other movie. You know, it's like, it's always Harrison Ford. Right. He's the same in every movie.
Is Chris Pratt.
Peter Dinklage the same in every movie?
No.
Is he Tyrion or whatever his name was in Game of Thrones?
It's him, and then it's Wee Man. Like, that's the next one.
Wee Man's dead. They threw him off a cliff.
Okay.
Bounced. That's news to me.
He was number two.
I'm going to go cry in the corner now.
Right. My childhood.
No, but I get it.
Well, if you've got an opportunity to hire actual people, then do that. What happened?
Don't worry about it. Keep the show going.
Keep talking.
Okay. If you have an opportunity to hire actual people, then do that. But then we're in the day and age of AI and CGI and all that kind of thing. And, you know.
They want to replace everybody. It's cheaper.
Before long.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not paying.
Before long, you
salary.
Won't know if we're actually here in the studio doing this show or if it's AI.
Right. Been doing here in 3 months.
In 3 months?
Yeah. You haven't noticed.
In three months.
You're saying you haven't been here in 3 months?
No, I haven't.
You're AI generated?
I'm just throwing in, you know, sound bites from Ty.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Insert tie.
Poop.
Okay, so
skipping.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Do you still need a person to push the buttons to insert tie? I mean, does one person keep their job?
No. Eventually, it's just the robots controlling the other robots. Skynet.
Mm-hmm.
Mega Man.
Napster.
Blade Runner, Ghost in the Shell. They got a lot of movies about this.
Right.
It should be new.
We've been dreaming of this.
We got a pretty good idea how it's going to go down.
I wanted to say good for Rosie O'Donnell. She's one of the celebrities that said that if Donald Trump gets reelected, that she would actually leave the country, and she did just that.
Damn.
She took her family and moved to Ireland.
That's cool.
All right.
She did.
She says she may come back if she ever finds a time where all people are created equal.
Oh, so she's not coming back.
So she's not ever coming back.
So you even heard Canada's even said for Americans that they can come to Canada.
Yeah.
We will accept you.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Thank you, Canada.
Let's do it.
Well, could they turn on some sun lamps?
Why don't we?
That's the only thing.
If they could get rid of the snow and all the freezing ass weather, that's.
But they can take care of it. That's the thing. It's like those they're used to it. They're ready and prepared for it. Not like Houston a month ago, and they got 5 inches of snow and everything shut down.
And they want to secede.
So your mom just said, "Okay, now I know what the gate is. What's the fence?"
the top.
The fence is basically just grabbing it by the waistband and pulling it down. Pulling it down to create access. That's the fence.
There's the hole.
Yeah.
See, you know, when you're female, you don't have choices.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's time to go.
When it's time to go, it's time to go.
We don't have to make those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't that added stress in our lives.
Mm-hmm. I don't make that decision. It's time to go. We're pulling down. The fence is coming down.
Yeah. One of the things that I wanted to talk about last week and I forgot about it is I see these videos and they're very, I mean, they're about to make, your mom just said thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So apparently we're not that glitchy. But
doing all right.
I see these videos of, and I love it, where it's like babies, and they're probably like a year old, 2 years old, and they get implanted with like the cochlear device or something like that,
yeah.
And they hear like their parents' voices for the first time, right? And then the other ones are the people that are colorblind, mm-hmm. and for like their birthday or whatever it is, they're given like those special glasses that allow them to, you know, see colors. And it's always very, I mean, it's very emotional, as you might expect. I mean, because I don't know if you know anything about color blindness, but I worked with a guy, Steve, who was colorblind, and everything that was green was orange. You know what I mean? Can you imagine? Can you imagine if the trees were always orange, the grass was orange, you know, that kind of thing? So can you imagine?
The thing is with Steve.
Yeah.
And I asked about this. He knew he was colorblind.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he wasn't born colorblind.
Oh, right.
He became colorblind after a head injury.
Yeah.
That's
so
weird.
Like he knew.
Got bopped in the head and everything.
He knew what it was supposed to look
like. He knew that, like, when he looked at the grass.
Yeah, he knew what it was supposed to be.
Identify
right.
That it was orange,
yeah.
Not green. That what he was seeing
yeah.
was different.
Well,
if you're born colorblind, you don't know that what you're seeing is different. You think...
Right, you don't... You have no idea.
You learn.
Is that like living your life, thinking one way, and then all of a sudden you get told you're wrong?
Well...
Yeah.
Everything you're looking at is wrong.
In my mind, so the reason I brought it up... the reason I brought it up is because, you know, you watch these videos, and it's very heartfelt, and it's a tearjerker to see these people see colors or hear for the first time. But here in this room, we have somebody that is nose blind. Ty, you have no sense of smell.
Yeah, I have some.
But it just makes me wonder, what would it be? What would the video be? What would we have to present you with where all of a sudden you got a good whiff of it and you were like, oh, my God. That's what that smells like?
I don't know, man, because, like, it seems most of the time smells are bad.
No, I mean, look,
there's good smells.
There's a good percentage of both. There's great smells and there's not so great smells, and then there's really bad smells. But, I mean, is there something that you could focus on that you've never been able to smell that it's like, you know, I'd really like to know what that smells like.
It's just a weird concept.
The bakery.
Oh, the bakery.
If you go into a bakery, do you have any idea how wonderful it is?
I worked in a bakery. It was just there, man. Like,
oh, see? See, that's just it. What we need to do is to somehow give you some sort
fries.
Of nose cochlear device that will plug into your nose, into the side of your brain, and you'll look like that from the Dune movie, where you got the cord from your nose to the thing, and then we'll just bring in a bunch of Cinnabon, and cupcakes
Cinnabon
and stuff
walking
like
down
that,
the mall.
Right?
Ugh.
And then we'll see Ty. He'll be like, "Oh my God!" And then he'll break down, and it'll be like the best video ever.
Italian restaurant and a nice like lasagna and stuff like
this
that.
This is what garlic. A meatball smells like.
That stuff I don't get. Like, I mean, I can taste things, but I can't. I don't smell it.
Yeah, that's
I can smell bleach. I can smell that.
Yeah, well, that's yeah,
good.
You,
that's
so
good. We're glad you could smell that.
You need something very, like, to the point, like bleach or chlorine.
Just put garlic to see.
Right.
Anyway. No, look, we've tried it all.
All right, folks, we already need to take another break, and this break leads us into our final segment.
Third down.
That's it, right. All right, folks, this is the Ramones with... Want to be sedated. Dig this, we'll be right. 727-804-5891 is the number to call. It's not too late. This is our third and final segment. It goes quick. That was the Ramones with I Want to Be Sedated. So I hope you dug that.
I did.
I did too. I loved it. When I was picking songs last night, I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to play this
oh,
one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's should, the one.
That's check the out one. Right.
Beef Bologna by Beef. Fear.
Beef Bologna by Fear?
Yeah.
Let me write that down for crying out.
I'll write it down right now.
Beef Bologna by Fear. I dig that.
Great band.
Before the show, Jesse got here early for a change. And so I was asking him.
One late night at work and you've changed your life.
Yeah. So I was asking him, had he seen the video of that track event in Virginia where they were having the girls' high school relay race where the one girl was going to get passed up by this girl. And, you know, when you have the relay, you carry the baton. Well, she cracked the girl over the head with the baton, right? Oh, my God. It's you have to look it up. It's bizarre. It's absolutely. And then the girl after the race. Yeah, one more glass of wine and I'll be sedated, Debbie Dan Gray.
Yay. Go, Debbie. Yeah, right. Me too.
Right? But anyway. Yeah, if you watch this, look it up, Ty, if you haven't seen it, and you too, Steph. So there's this race. It's in Virginia, and it's a high school, like, state meet. So it's, like, the best of the best in the high school track meet. And they're doing the relay race, and it's a girls' event. And they're coming around the corner, and the one girl is running like her ass is on fire. And then the girl behind her, who is about to pass her, is running like she just got struck by lightning. I mean, she's really running. And as she starts to pass the girl whose ass is on fire, the girl whose ass is on fire decides, I'm going to beat this girl in the head with my baton. Crack! Right? And
right
she said afterwards, she was all weepy and said, I lost my balance and my arm just came down with my baton on her head. Well, the girl got a concussion. She had to leave the race, and now they're pressing charges against the girl. I mean, I've looked at this video from five different angles. There's no way that that was an angle. She whopped back.
She lost her balance.
And came back and stroked that girl in the head.
Yeah, she lost her balance after it. She hit that girl in the head.
You just watched it?
Yeah.
Just.
I mean.
That's a slam dunk case.
I mean, she. Absolutely slam dunk case.
Mogan.
The girl was about to get passed. She couldn't handle it, so she just cracked that girl in the head.
Open shut case, boys.
Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, heat of the moment.
Heat of the moment.
I mean, how many times do you see heat of the moment plays in the NFL or in hockey where somebody gets, you know, completely messed up? You know what I mean? Somebody gets completely messed up because of the heat of the moment. But
I
this
may
is a,
have overreacted.
This is a
I
track.
May have swung a baton.
This is a this is a track event, and the girl's mom of the striker. The girl's mom was, I know my daughter. She doesn't have that in her heart. She would never do anything like that. Da, 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 da.
It's on tape.
And then the victim's mom was like, that's an evil bitch. How dare she strike my daughter in the head like that? She gave her a concussion.
See you in court.
Yeah, right.
Bring your checkbook.
Yeah.
Good God.
I know.
Don't bring your checkbook because you got no money in the bank. Just bring the deed to your house. We're taking it all.
Just give me your car. Call it a day.
My daughter, she can run fast, but now she's got a permanent lump on her head.
Now she's colorblind.
Now she's
color and nose blind.
And nose
she
blind.
She went completely blind.
Mm. Now she takes classes like Forrest Gump. Mm.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's a Steph, you gotta see it. I mean, I heard about it on the radio, and then I pulled it up, and what I pulled up, they showed it from like five different angles, and. The viewpoint was the video that was posted was from the aggressor's point of view, and they kept showing these videos, and I was like, why'd you post this? Because you are guilty. You tried to kill that girl.
Oh.
I mean, I lost my balance.
It looks like she hit her a couple times.
She did.
Lost my balance after I smacked you around a couple times.
Cracked her on the head. Pass me. You know, and the girl immediately left the track and had a concussion.
Dropped the baton, their team, right. You know. Like,
hit her so hard, the baton
And they kept running.
Flew.
She kept running. Like, yeah. She kept running through yeah. this.
Because she's a winner.
Well.
And the the coaches or the strikers said anything to the actual struck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they were like, no sorry,
they
no
didn't
nothing.
Care. They kept running. Like,
they knew they
plan.
They knew they had to lawyer up, and they knew if they talked to a lawyer, the lawyer would say nothing.
Be quiet.
What's the clip from like Karate Kid? Sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg.
Yeah.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Do whatever it takes to win.
No yep. mercy in this dojo.
Yeah.
It's time.
Unbelievable.
Finish him.
Yeah, that was one of the most bizarre videos I saw this week. It was like, are you kidding me?
I wow. just watched what Wild. Jesse showed yeah. me. And
I mean,
yeah.
there was no faking it. And listen, I've seen the video from five different vantage points. There was no stumbling. She cranked back and stroked that kid in the head.
Like,
I mean,
twice.
Pow.
Twice.
Full swung.
Yeah.
Twice.
Full swung.
Yeah. She meant to kill that girl.
Mm-hmm. You ain't winning against me.
No. So one of the things I heard, and this is kind of, I mean, I don't know if you guys remember the Octomom.
Yes.
Okay, so I was listening to a conversation the other day, and I don't even know what the context was about Octomom. I don't know what she's doing today or, you know, where she is, that kind of thing. But the question that I heard, you know, offhandedly was, she gave birth to 8 babies at once. Is that a natural birth or is that C-section? I mean, how does that work out? I mean,
plop, plop, plop.
If it's either way, I mean, are these got to be the tiniest babies you've ever seen? It's got to be like delivering puppies.
In my mind, it would be a C-section.
Mm.
And the reason yeah. that they did it whenever they did, and they were all preemies,
right?
Is because they were out of room.
Yeah.
And
there was no more room for them to develop.
Right. So now she's in danger.
Yeah.
If they keep growing.
8.
She can't explode.
Can you imagine?
Like, twins are outrageous.
8, 9
triplets are,
babies.
Unheard 8. Of. 8.
I know, 8 of them, but like.
8
being,
is
no,
outrageous.
No. 8. But the babies get up to like 9 pounds.
Right.
Oh, there's no way. No,
I, oh,
you
no,
would just
I know.
Explode.
What, I know.
So
you just explode.
I'm thinking they were C-section. And
have to be.
They were all like a pound and a half each. Because
it had
if
to
they
be like
any,
delivering puppies. I mean, just
they were
tiny.
Any bigger. She would.
I mean, how could
literally
she?
She's coming out with.
I would, what I wish. I wish I could see a picture of her pregnant.
I'm sure you can Google it.
Probably can. Pregnant with all 8. I'd love to see because I mean I can remember how big you were with both our kids, and I was like, my God.
I was a school bus.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I can't 8.
And,
you know what I mean?
You know it's.
I mean, does your belly, does your pregnancy just wrap around your whole body like a big pregnancy belt?
Wow.
Well, you.
That is unpleasant.
Let
yeah,
me see.
That's very unpleasant. That's about.
Well, that.
That's about what I looked
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't
that,
look.
That doesn't look like
as
eight
much
to me.
As I thought it would be.
I thought
know?
It was going to be like
see,
you,
they,
get, you got a couple in your legs.
This one's.
And,
that but, one's a little bigger. Like,
that,
oof.
You know,
ooh, that's big. That's big right there. That's that almost looks like that moon last night.
But you're, you've got to,
big orange moon.
And that's I'm
this is fake. That one's fake. That's
I'm pretty
fake.
Sure.
That, like that one's a fake model.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
No, look
about,
at the look at
talking
the,
about 8 babies
look at
in
that
there.
Person though. That's a doll. Like that's not a real person.
Oh, maybe.
Like, look at the lady in this picture. That's,
oh,
that's
yeah,
not
no,
real.
That's AI.
That's them like, oh.
This is what, if her body could have done to carry them to full term, what she would have looked like.
Looks like a, what is it?
The Goodyear
exercise
blimp.
Ball. The Goodyear blimp.
Right. So you remember back in the day, there used to be like a law in China that you can't have any more than two babies.
Well, one. It was a one child.
Was it just one, yeah. one child?
One child.
Well, now I guess they've done that for so many years that now it's like if you don't start having more babies, you're going to lose your job. So it's like they pushed it to the limit.
Bow, chicka, bow,
and now
bow.
It's like, well, wait a minute. we don't have enough babies. Mm-hmm. So right. now it's like if we don't have more babies, you're going to lose your job.
We need you to get it on to keep your job.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One of the more disappointing things that I saw this week is in Washington, D.C.
It's already disappointing.
I was going to
yeah,
say.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shocking.
So in Washington, D.C., the Black Lives Matter organization had on one of the streets in Washington, D.C., Black Lives Matter painted on the street. And it was like a memorial to Black Lives Matter for the riots and stuff like that. Well, this week, Trump made them tear it up.
Of course.
Dismantle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dismantle it. And that's like, are you kidding? Mm-hmm. And at what point...
Just erasing history.
Well, at what point, and what we talked about earlier in the show, it's like we have no confidence in the government taking care of this situation. At what point, stuff like that, when are we the people, going to take care of the situation?
Well, it needs to happen soon, but yeah. Everybody works too much, and mm-hmm. they're tired.
That's a plan.
Yeah.
That's a plan. Mm-hmm. They have created this.
Yeah, we talked about Rosie O'Donnell, right, moving to Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Trump called out the Prime Minister of Ireland
yeah.
for allowing her to move there.
Yeah, like he allowed a terrorist to move.
Right. Like he took in the head of Al Qaeda or something.
It wasn't like her last name is Smith. It's O'Donnell, jerk.
Right. She's going to blend right in.
She belongs here. You know?
She's already she in belong. The phone book.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that was sort of bizarre this week, Trump basically did a Tesla commercial for Musk.
Tesla,
yeah. Oh. And compared him to the great scientist Isaac Neutron, who created Neutron. The light bulb.
Uh-huh. Oh boy,
Isaac Neutron. Yeah. So I mean, listen, man.
My man.
There's all kinds of stuff shaking and baking up there in Washington. It's unbelievable to me.
There's a lot of shaking and baking.
How is it possible that Tesla stock is tanking across the world, and then Trump decides, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to create a commercial right here on the lawn of the White House. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy one.
Which means we bought one.
Yeah, right.
And then it's illegal now to boycott Tesla.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So we all have to
Oh, it's a terrorist offense. It's a terrorist attack if you...
Do you think we get to at least pick the color?
No. I saw the car. Look, it was
red.
You get
to look at it. You can't get in it. You can't drive it.
That's the government's Tesla.
Look at it.
Thanks for buying it.
Isaac Neutron.
There's a guy named George going to be driving it.
He's very smart. He's the smartest. Isaac Neutron. Isaac Neutron.
Oh, he's like God. Isaac Neutron, the man who became... Yeah. Famous for the light bulb.
Yeah, that's it. That's basically it. Yep.
This is...
We're in so much trouble.
We are. We are.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
We're only a couple months in.
This is my thing. This is my mantra.
The rest of the world.
We the people. We cannot rely on the government to take care of the situation.
And
it's going to be we the people.
We the people. And please, the rest of the world, do not... Hold we the people accountable.
You look at Chuck Schumer, flip-flopper.
Yeah, joke.
Bend the knee. Bend the knee, kiss the ring.
He's a big noper.
And they're all the same.
Yep.
They will all, when pushed, when they're all pushed, they will bend the knee.
They all just want to get paid.
Yep. They don't really give a rat's ass about any of us. It's as long as they keep getting paid and keep getting free lunches and dinners every day, sitting up there in those chairs and arguing with people across the aisle. Mm-hmm. That's what their job is. That's what their life is. Care about. They're not doing anything for the country. None of them.
Breakfast sandwich, zero. Coffee in the morning.
Zero salad for the country.
Afternoon.
Yep.
Yelling throughout the
one day. Of the things that I was happy
run
about.
Run for office.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Yep. One of the things I was happy about is that, you know, Doge has been going through and cutting all these federal positions, and a judge in San Francisco said, nope, 20,000 of those jobs that you cut through your Doge crap, they're going back to work.
Mm-hmm.
They're going back to work. So I'm sure there's more than 20,000, but apparently 20,000 were represented the positions that the judge was presented from those facilities. Yeah, all of those are going back to work.
Well, here's the thing that's not being talked about anywhere that I've seen. All these laid off workers are eligible for workers' compensation. Is that what it's called?
No.
The back pay or whatever.
No, it's not workers' comp.
Unemployment.
Unemployment, right.
Unemployment is paid through the states.
Yep.
So if you have a federal job in a certain state, they're being let go. They're filing for unemployment that comes out of state budgets.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's never going to happen, though.
It's all
take that paycheck and just throw it on the state.
And we've lost the focus. They've lost the focus.
Mm.
They are elected to serve us.
Yep.
They are not designated king.
No, I mean, when there's no consequences, you can do whatever you want.
Yep. Anyway.
That is the fight, and it is real.
Let me go ahead and do these quotes, because we're down to it, kids. When you said...
Thanks for calling me kid.
Yeah.
I'm on the young side of the
table.
Made
it, look at that.
Mm-hmm. When you said friends with benefits, I assumed you owned a liquor store. This one says, we live in a time where intelligent people are being silenced, so stupid people won't be offended.
Yes.
Ain't that the truth? The fundamental weakness of Western civilization is empathy. Yeah. And that was from Elon Musk.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. This one says, quick reminder, Fox News had to fork over $787 million for lying to the American public.
Yep.
Yes.
In case you forgot about that, folks.
Mm-hmm. Or didn't hear about it in the first place.
And guess what? They're still doing it. It's the most ridiculous program I've ever seen in my life.
And that's what it is. It's a program.
Let me catch Jesse Waters out on the street.
It is a program.
Mm-hmm.
I will mess his hair up. Bigly.
Mr. Waters. Bigly.
Bigly, yeah. This one says, Sleepy Joe oversaw the largest stock and job gains in U.S. history, while the business genius crashed it all in 45 days.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
And the last one says, are we great yet? Because I just feel embarrassed.
Yep.
Ain't that it?
That's it.
That's it. So we're getting close. Big weekend, I guess. I'm going to be working on the pool tomorrow.
Yes.
I want to try to start getting some paint slapped on that thing. Getting warmer. I want to start putting some water in it. Steph, what about you? What's your... Any thoughts on the end of the show?
Happy birthday, Jesse. It's so cool.
Thank
great
you.
To
we're not
going to
see you.
No,
thank you.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Me too.
Thanks
me
for
too.
The visit.
It was a,
always
it was a good
cool.
little week off from, after three straight weeks, so it was good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Always good to see you.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Bill, Megan,
yes.
Maida, Oliver.
That's right.
All the...
It's a lot of birthdays.
Man.
14.
A lot of birthdays. Shout out to my
I can't
my buddy
believe
Anita
our puppies are four.
They're four.
How sweet.
They're four. They still act like they're 4 months, but that's okay.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. They can go up and down the stairs.
We're growing.
What about you, Ty? You got anything you want to add?
I don't know, man.
You don't know, man. All right. Jesse, what about you, kid?
I want to shout out to a buddy of mine. Happy birthday for yesterday. He just turned 32. My best friend, Nino. Four days apart. Known him since I was 8 years old.
From the Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been together a good amount of time.
I saw a picture that you posted on Facebook.
Those were the toilet pictures.
That was the toilet picture, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a good time with that. Yeah. He liked that. Yeah.
Let's see. I will say it's the weather starting to get nicer out there. Enjoy the weather. Get outside. It is the St. Paddy's Day weekend, so if you're going to go out and about, please be careful.
Pollen's at 10.
And here in the FLA, it's also spring break, so if you're going to be imbibing and driving,
no texting and driving.
Don't do it. There are alternatives to that. So do that instead of getting locked up. It's not worth it. Yeah. I guess other than that, I'll say Semper Fi Devil Dogs and Mission Mom, Duchess. It's about that time. And my new thing will be Foxtrot Delta Tango. If you know, you know.
Delta Tango.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online. And on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We enjoy speaking with you every Friday evening and look forward to speaking with you again next Friday evening. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Here's a little In Spite of Ourselves by my two besties, Paul and Jenny Hunley. See you next week.